आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज इंडिया डीपली वैल्यूज इट्स इंड्यूरिंग फ्रेंडशिप विद इज़राइल, बिल्ट ऑन ट्रस्ट, इनोवेशन एंड शेयर्ड कमिटमेंट टू पीस एंड प्रोग्रेस। राजाजी उत्सव टू बी सेलिब्रेटेड एट राष्ट्रपति भवन इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। Maharashtra government requests Union Home Minister Amit Shah to order CBI probe into plane crash that killed Deputy CM Ajit Pawar. India strongly condemns Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that killed civilians, including women and children. Iran and US set to resume their nuclear talks in Geneva on the 26th of this month. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa beat India by 76 runs in Super 8 match in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Earlier in a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. From AI to regional cooperation, the partnership between the two nations continues to reach new heights, he added. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a statue of the first Indian Governor-General of Independent India, C. Rajagopalachari, will replace statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in Rashtrapati Bhavan. Our correspondent has more details on this.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the unveiling of C. Rajagopalachari statue at the Rashtrapati Bhavan premises in the 131st episode of his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday. In his speech, the Prime Minister defined C. Rajagopalachari as one of the leaders who viewed power not as a position but as a form of service. Mr. Modi said Rajagopalachari's conduct, self-restraint and independent thinking in public life inspires us even today.
Rajaji un logon mein the jinhone satta ko pad ki tarah nahi, seva ki tarah dekha. British architect एडविन लुटियंस की प्रतिमा भी राष्ट्रपति भवन में लगी हुई थी। अब इस प्रतिमा के स्थान पर राजाजी की प्रतिमा लगाई जाएगी।
An exhibition on C. Rajagopalachari will also be held during Rajaji Utsav from 24th of February to the 1st of March. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has stated that India has achieved a significant milestone in the field of organ donation and transplantation. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTTO, has recorded unprecedented progress in organ donation, allocation and transplantation across the country. The number of transplants in the country has increased from fewer than 5,000 in 2013 to nearly 20,000 in 2025, marking a remarkable fourfold rise. The ministry added that around 18% of transplants are currently being performed using organs donated by deceased donors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also highlighted the importance of organ donation in his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday.
In dino, Bharat mein organ donation ko lekar jagrukta लगातार बढ़ रही है। इससे उन लोगों की मदद हो रही है जिन्हें इसकी जरूरत है। इसके साथ ही देश में मेडिकल रिसर्च को भी बल मिल रहा है। इस दिशा में कई संस्थाएं और लोग असाधारण कार्य कर रहे हैं, जैसे दिल्ली की लक्ष्मी देवी जी हैं। उन्होंने बीते वर्ष केदारनाथ की यात्रा की, इसके लिए उन्हें 14 किलोमीटर की ट्रैकिंग करनी पड़ी। उन्होंने यह यात्रा हार्ट ट्रांसप्लांट के बाद की।
Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chaudhary, has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai To Yahan Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub, SIDH. It is a mobile-first, AI-enabled platform that brings learning, employment and entrepreneurship at one place by ensuring seamless access, personalized guidance and opportunity in over 20 Indian languages. Addressing the launch event, Mr. Chaudhary said that India's digital strength has been globally recognized through transformative initiatives such as India Stack and now the Skill India Digital Hub. Maharashtra government has requested Union Home Minister Amit Shah to order a CBI investigation into the plane crash that killed Deputy CM Ajit Pawar last month. This was stated by Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis in Mumbai yesterday. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Phadnavis said, Mahayuti government will ensure that all doubts regarding the plane crash are cleared. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Phadnavis further said that he received a letter from the Ali party of the BJP, a NCP, and demanding a CBI probe into the Ajit Pawar air crash and discuss these incidents with Home Minister Amit Shah. In addition to the ongoing investigations by the DGCA and the state CID, now there will be a CBI probe. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Veteran Congress leader and former Union Minister Margaret Alva has criticized the protest staged by party workers during the India AI Impact Summit in Delhi. Responding to media queries regarding the protest in which Indian Youth Congress members allegedly entered the venue and raised slogans, Ms. Alva said, such occasions require responsible conduct. She said, during international events, dignity and discipline should be maintained and there should be a sense of responsibility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also came down heavily on Congress over its youth wing's shirtless protest at the India AI Impact Summit and said that the demonstration showed that the oldest party of the country has become ideologically bankrupt.
Duniya ke vikasshil deshon mein aisa sammelan aaj tak kabhi nahi hua. Pura desh garv se bhar gaya. Lekin Congress और इसके इकोसिस्टम ने क्या किया साथियों कांग्रेस ने भारत के एक वैश्विक आयोजन को अपनी गंदी और नंगी राजनीति का अखाड़ा बना दिया.
The budget session of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly will commence today. The session, which will continue till the 20th of March, will have a total of 15 sittings. It will begin with the address of Governor Ramen Deka. Finance Minister O.P. Chaudhary will present the budget for the financial year 2026-27 tomorrow. Speaker of the Assembly, Dr. Raman Singh, has informed that the Governor's address and the Finance Minister's budget speech will be broadcast live by Doordarshan and Akashwani Raipur. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramzan. In response to a media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. The action thriller, One Battle After Another, dominated the 79th British Academy Film Awards, popularly known as the BAFTAs, winning 6 awards, including Best Film. Paul Thomas Anderson was named Best Director for One Battle After Another. He also won awards for Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Cinematography and dedicated his directing honour to late producer and assistant director Adam Sumner. Jessie Buckley was named Best Actress for Hamlet, while Robert Armaro won Best Actor for the British indie film I Swear. Indian film Boong won the prestigious BAFTA Award for Best Children's and Family Film. Boong is a Manipuri film starring Gugun Kibgen and Bala Hijam that beat international competition from other nominees Lilo and Stitch, Arco and Zootropolis 2. Iran and US are set to resume their nuclear talks in Geneva on the 26th of this month as tensions between the two countries continue to escalate over Tehran's nuclear program. More from our correspondent.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is expected to face United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff across the table and has said that there is a good chance of reaching a diplomatic resolution. Tehran, however, has made it clear that it will discuss only the nuclear program, firmly ruling out any talks on its missile arsenal or regional proxies. The two sides met twice before, first in Oman and then in Geneva on February 17th, where they agreed on broad guiding principles for a potential deal. The central dispute remains uranium enrichment. Washington insists Iran must not retain the capacity to build a nuclear weapon, while Tehran says that enrichment is its sovereign right. All of this is playing out as United States maintain its largest military presence in the West Asian region in years, with President Trump warning that military options remain on the table if diplomacy falls short. The nuclear talks are said to happen against a backdrop of renewed unrest inside Iran, where university students took to the campus in Tehran and other cities over the weekend, marking the first major rallies since a deadly crackdown in January. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in the Super 8 clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Opting to bat first, South Africa scored 187 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs, powered by David Miller's 63 off 35 balls and Tristan Stubbs' 44 off 24. In reply, the hosts were all out for 111 in 18.5 overs, with Shivam Dubey top scoring with 42 runs. David Miller has been named player of the match. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring you a discussion on staying safe from deepfakes in the AI age with Dr. Pavan Duggal, cyber law expert, and Dr. Anoop Girdhar, cybersecurity expert. During the program, listeners can ask questions on how to identify AI-generated fake videos and audios, and how to protect yourself from the harmful online content. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. Following the U.S. Supreme Court's verdict against import tariffs imposed by the Trump administration, India and the U.S. have deferred their meeting to finalize the text for the interim trade pact, writes the Asian Age. India pauses trade team's visit, will assess U.S. Supreme Court tariff ruling, headlines the Hindu Business Line. Indian markets are set for a fresh round of uncertainty after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Trump's global tariff order, writes Financial Express. Most experts believe that the market will cheer the new tariff, adds the paper. In its editorial piece titled Space Opens Up in Tariff Saga, India Can Use It, the Indian Express examines the uncertainty triggered by the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling against the use of emergency powers for tariffs and the subsequent policy shifts by President Trump. The editorial argues that this fluid situation could give India greater leverage and negotiating space as it works to finalize a trade deal with Washington. Averting possible terror strikes, the special cell of Delhi police has dismantled a Lashkar-e-Taiba module with alleged Bangladeshi links, writes the Pioneer. The Tribune reports that three Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists were killed by Indian security forces yesterday after an encounter in Kishtwar district. Highest-ranking Maoist leader Devuji surrenders, reads the top headline in the Indian Express. The Supreme Court of India is to hear the pleas today filed by Meta and WhatsApp challenging a penalty of 213 crore rupees imposed on them by the Competition Commission of India, reports the Statesman. And finally, the Times of India has quoted a report that points to corporate India slowing women's climb to the top. The report says only 1% of women currently occupy board-level positions. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and shared commitment to peace and progress. Rajaji Utsav to be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Maharashtra government requests Union Home Minister Amit Shah to order CBI probe into plane crash that killed Deputy CM Ajit Pawar. India strongly condemns Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that killed civilians, including women and children. Iran and US set to resume their nuclear talks in Geneva on the 26th of this month. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa beat India by 76 runs in Super 8 match in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.